AI Fear and Loathing, An Unlimited Creator, Stringer's Lunch Choices, and Gmail Turns 20. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR, in your ear, powered by showing you less and telling you more. Unlimited Supply is brought to you by Nodisk, that's me, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Tech Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and here's what matters in music tech today. Well, Gmail turned 20 yesterday, pretty quietly given Gmail's central place in billions of people's lives, and given the fact that it normalized the practice of giving away a best-in-class product and virtually unlimited storage for free. Of course, when I say free, I mean it took making the customer the product to a new level. Remember when an invite to the beta was a real geek status symbol? Probably not. Yep, it launched on April Fool's Day 2004, and at the time could have been taken for a prank. It wasn't a prank, unless you count the long game by which Google took over the advertising industry as a prank. Victoria Song has a piece in The Verge that runs through the history of Gmail, taking time to remind us how much and how little it's evolved over time, with a major takeaway that for many people it's their only real digital archive. Speaking of being the product, here we go again. It had to happen sometime. Adweek reports that Perplexity, a generative AI search engine, is bringing advertising to AI. Perplexity reports 10 million monthly active users, and while this development is not fully unexpected, there's an element of deja vu here. Like everything else in AI, we're not going to have to sit through years-long cycles of learning that banner ads don't work. Instead, we'll probably get weeks-long cycles of viral disinformation and porn showing up where it doesn't belong. What we won't get, most likely, is a broad public realization that if you don't pay for the product, you are the product. What we do have a chance to avoid is a polluted environment that you have to buy your way out of in various ways. I'm not particularly optimistic about that. Here we go again. Oh yeah, music, right, that's why we're here. While we're on the AI bummer train, as I dictate this script into an AI-enabled notes program, Sheryl Crow went on CBC's Q Show with Tom Power. The interview went up yesterday on YouTube, and the title is Sheryl Crow on How AI is Crushing the Spirit of Music, and her new album, Evolution. It's a heartfelt, if somewhat predictable, take, and Sheryl's not a bad messenger for people struggling to wrap their heads around the threats of AI. I'm not going to handicap whether AI or climate change gets us first like Sheryl does, but sincere credit to her for mentioning them in the same breath. In the future pre-AI relics department in the New York Times Magazine, Brett Martin has a long and amusing piece on Matt Farley, the artist, or actually human content machine, behind thousands of songs on Spotify dedicated to things like film directors, very niche subjects, and poop. Farley creates them in bulk from his home in Danvers, Mass. It's more a study of using obsessive compulsion to carve out a living than of technology, but Matt Farley is definitely a creature of technology and of his time, given that AI is now capable of pumping out an unlimited supply of digital potato chips just like Farley at an astonishing rate. Speaking of astonishing, astonishingly low is the pull quote from Daniel Thomas's piece on Rob Stringer in the Financial Times. In February, the New Yorker did a piece on Universal Music chairman Lucian Grange, as if he needs an introduction, and now Sony Music chairman Rob Stringer, as if he needs an introduction, gets his turn in the Financial Times. It's a pretty accurate take. He comes at his job like a music fan, he really does love to hang out with the artists, and he may be the last major label head who cares about cultural impact almost as much as raw hits. Other takeaways? He doesn't drink beer at lunch, he's still as English as ever, and as far as tech is concerned, after all, this is still Tech Tuesday, he's concerned about AI. Well, duh. He doesn't rule out Sony pulling music from TikTok, and the article notes that he was personally involved in pulling Sony Music down from Resso, ByteDance's on-demand service. The generally friendly article strangely glosses over a key quote in which he refers to having put money back into the hands of artists. What he's referring to is Sony's very PR and artist-friendly move back in 2021 to start paying royalties to artists signed prior to 2000 who had unrecouped advances. It also doesn't mention the recent layoffs at all three majors, despite their growth at all. His take on that would have been a little more interesting than Rob's lunch choice, mince and potatoes. Depending on your perspective, Sony is generally more patient, more cautious, or more hidebound than the other two majors, but it seems to be working out. I attended the Ralph Peer Lecture last night at NYU, put on by my friend and colleague Larry Miller, featuring National Music Publishers Association head David Israelite, interviewing the USA Register of Copyrights, Shira Perlmutter. Yes, that's Register of Copyrights, not Registrar. There was far too much wonky detail to recount here, and it was very publishing-centric, but my major takeaway was that there are very intelligent people in government, the adults in the room, trying to figure out things like AI and trying to modernize systems so they're more friendly for users. These people exist, they work harder than most of us, and we should all be very grateful because they could be making a lot more money in the private sector. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi. That's R-O-Y-F-I.com. Our song of the day would have come from Matt Farley, whose multiple aliases on Spotify include Moe's Haven, The Toilet Bowl Cleaners, Papa Rotzi and the Photogs, and The Big Heist. But as much as I admire his work ethic and his outsider perspective, April Fool's was yesterday. That shit's just unlistenable. Like, it'll make your ears bleed. You're welcome. In return, drop us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.